How's it going, everybody? So, it's 1:33 in the morning, Wednesday night, going into Thursday on, I can't even remember the date, but it's end of April. I feel like I did a podcast like this not too long ago. I think I might have brought the subject up in a one of my confessions things, which, for those of you that don't know, I do this series called Morning Confessions or Nighttime Confessions, depending on what time of the day it is. Or basically, I ramble. And if you want to listen to it, you can. If not, oh well, you know. It's cool with me. You're not going to hurt my feelings. But I kind of wanted to zero in here and talk about, you know, this whole TikTok ban thing and seeing where our country is at, you know, here in America. It brings out a lot of other conversations I feel like we need to have. And so I'm going to title this podcast, and if you clicked on it, you know this already, but something on the lines of, who are we? You know, like, and the reason I'm titling that is I want to know, like, what kind of people do we want to be? You know, like, who are we? You know, because you know, it's also interesting because I just got done watching one of my reactors that I really like to watch, which, if you haven't ever watched them, I'm going to shout them out. But the channel's called Sofa and Chill, and it's a father and son. They watch a bunch of movies together, but the dad, Kevin, he watches a bunch of stuff on his own. And he watched Fury for the first time not that long ago. And I hadn't watched it, so I was getting sort of caught up on their stuff that I had missed. And I watched that yesterday, on Tuesday, and seeing his reaction to it reminded me of when I saw Fury for the first time, but really it got me thinking about World War II, and it got me thinking about a lot of different things. And then, of course, you know, my brain just sort of, you know, kind of spiraled, you know, and it just got me thinking about a bunch of things. And it's like, I definitely think it's important to keep people accountable, you know. But I feel like we've turned into the society where it's all about me and what I want. Not just what I want for myself, but what I want for my family. And damned if it's not what you want for you or for your family. And I feel like that's a really shitty way to be, you know. I really feel like it's akin to the whole conversation about separating art from the artist, you know. Because, you know, I mean, let's go straight to the point. It's like, I think about J.K. Rowling. I think J.K. Rowling is a disgusting human being. I think she's a brilliant human being for creating the world that she did. And people can say it's a ripoff of Star Wars and all of these different things. And there is truth in that there's a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of other stories that have similarities too. Star Wars was a ripoff of, you know, a lot of things when George Lucas was growing up, you know, Flash Gordon and you know, different mythologies and, you know, history. And it was heavily inspired by World War II, you know, and different things. And a lot of other wars as well. And, you know, like, I don't like her because of her treatment of the trans community, but I'm not gonna let that stop me enjoying Harry Potter, because Harry Potter is important enough to me to keep supporting the brand. And yeah, does it suck that it also means I'm kind of contributing to her? Sure. But, you know, it's why you have to be clever about what you get and when you get. You know, it's like I've told my friends. It's like, I started buying the Hufflepuff version of the Harry Potter books. Because I had all the books in paperback, which I still haven't read them all. I've only read the first two. But I'm a big hardcover guy. So I was like, you know what? When they came out with those, all the different house versions, I'm like, I want the Hufflepuff set because I'm a Hufflepuff. So I bought the first two, and then things happened, life, money situations, wasn't able to finish it. And so I've told my friends, since all the controversy came out, it's like, I want to finish my book set. I'm not going to just leave my book set, like, unfinished, you know? If I can find it cheaper, like, buying from other people who have already bought it and they're in good condition, like on eBay or Mary Carey or something, well, then, of course, I will do that and not buy straight from the publishing company who made them, because I'm sure she probably gets, you know, a portion of that money. But if not, then yeah, I'm going to buy it from Amazon. I'm going to buy it from wherever I can get it from, because I want to finish my book set. And it doesn't mean that I'm supporting her. I'm supporting the story. And if you can't see the difference in that, well, then that's a you problem. Don't make it my problem. That's a you problem. And that's not me just trying to justify my actions, but okay, you want to say it is? Yeah, I'm justifying my actions. Get off my back. You know? We live in this country where, you know, we cannot let people be people, you know? If you can't allow people to be people, both good and bad, then you don't believe in democracy. The whole point of democracy means that you get to be as good or as evil as a human being as you want. If you choose to be evil, then there's consequences. But you have every right to risk your life and deal with those consequences. And nobody has the right to tell you otherwise. You know? And, you know, it's sort of in that mindset where it's like, nobody has the right to tell someone else they can or cannot have an abortion. No one has the right to tell someone else they can or cannot get married to whoever they want. No one has the right to tell someone what they can or cannot do in their own home and outside of their own home. Like, literally, like, outside of their property. I find HOAs are just a reason for the adults who are bullies and assholes as kids to just give them more ways to be assholes to people. And it gives people like them who live in these neighborhoods an avenue to be assholes to people. Because that's just the way people are. Because my whole thing is like, look, if I'm paying the bills on this house, if I'm the one living here, I get to put whatever flag I want outside. I can do whatever I can paint the house whatever color I want to. All of it. Now, it also means if I damage the house and do things like that, then, yeah, it should come. I should be responsible for that, you know, whether I'm renting or, like, in the process of buying it. Like, I'm responsible for that. And that's the point. If you are living somewhere, you are responsible for the good and the bad that happens to that and everything in between. And nobody else is. As long as you and your landlord or, you know, whoever is over your house, as long as you've worked that out with them, that's all that should matter. Like, I have told my friends this over and over again. We suffer from what I call nosy Nancy syndrome. These people who just want to stick their nose over the fence into your business and tell you that you need to change, you can't do this, you can't do that, and they make your life hell because they don't like the way you live your life. And it's like, get your fucking nose out of my business. It's not any of your fucking business. Go away. And that is what our politicians are doing to us on a large scale. They're making these laws, and people are just letting them because they've fallen in to this false sense of Well, on one side, you've got people that just fall in line without ever questioning a goddamn thing. And they don't realize that they're going to be the first ones on the chopping block. But then, you know, you get other people that get so depressed and so out of it that they stop fighting. And it's like, well, you can't do either extreme. You can't just let them get away with what they're doing. You have to have the wherewithal to be willing to call out people when they need to be called out. But even when you do that and it doesn't work out, or even when you are doing certain things and it doesn't seem like things are going the way they should, that doesn't mean you lose hope. That's the time when you push harder and you don't give up and you keep doing it. I think of that scene in Shawshank Redemption, for those of you that have seen the movie. For those of you who haven't, there's a scene where basically the plot of the movie, if you haven't seen it, is Andy Dufresne is wrongly accused of murdering his wife and her wife's lover, person she was cheating on him with, and he gets sent to Shawshank. There's a portion of the movie where he sort of making his way up in the ranks, and the warden really likes him and all this different stuff. And he asked the warden, do you mind if I send off to try to get funding for, like, a library here? And long story short, he says, yeah, sure. As long as it doesn't cause problems for me, go ahead. And this dude sends letter. And eventually, he gets what he wants with a letter saying, would you please fucking leave us alone now? Like, here's your bucks, all right? He's like, we'll give it to you. It's like, leave us alone. That's what we need to do as people in this country. Like, do you know that there are stories coming out of these senators and these lawmen who their secretaries and their people are literally, some of them have, and some of them are considering, just turning off their phone lines because they're getting so many phone calls and messages of people upset. That is what we're doing to these people. And we need to keep doing it. You know? We need to keep doing it. We need to keep them accountable. The thing every politician, I shouldn't every, we'll say 95%, the thing that 95% of politicians forget is they work for us. They are employees. They are not the slave owners. They are not the masters. We are. Last time I checked, the Constitution started with we the people, not we the government, not we the leading body. They are not the people. There's a reason why we call them what? I can't think of the word. Blank servant. My brain is so all over the place tonight. But that's what they are. They're a servant. That's what they are. They are serving us. And, you know, I've also said this to friends too. You know, it's like everything broke out with Israel and Palestine. And basically, our president, Biden, basically looked at all of us and was like, eh, who cares? And just kind of went back to doing whatever he was doing. Instead of pushing forward, instead of rioting, instead of causing trouble, we didn't do that. We just stuck our tail between our legs and went back home, essentially. And it's like, that is not the time to do that. Why would you ever think that is the time to do that? If you are willing to stay out in the streets night on end, or night after night, or day after day, or whatever, and then when our leader comes out and doesn't give the response that you want him to or her to, then that's not the time to go home. That's the time to become the problem. Be the problem. And you know, I've said this to friends too. It's like, look, I understand people not wanting to... I feel like when people think of rioting, they instantly think about what happened after everything with George Floyd. And that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. I think there is a point where if they're still not listening, I think it should get to that point, if that's what it takes. But that's not necessarily what I mean. I don't mean go after businesses and cause trouble that way. I mean go after governmental buildings. Go after them. Go cause trouble. Make scenes. You know? Do whatever you have to do. You know? And then every little bit that they don't listen, build it up. Build up the tension. Add on to it. You know? That's what you do. That's how you get listened to. You know? It's... Look. Let's just call a spade a spade. You might disagree with me on everything that I said up to now. But let's really look at what life is right now, okay? The dollar is worth fucking shit anymore, okay? My generation has no ability to live on our own. The vast majority of us are still living with our parents at 30-odd years old. Not because we want to, not because we're lazy, but because we can't find work. And the work that some of us can find doesn't fucking pay the bills. Because money is useless right now. And who's at fault for that? The government. They overtax the dollar. I don't believe the dollar should be taxed. It's like, no, I don't want to fund this thing that you're doing anymore. Fuck no. Absolutely not. Last time I checked, this whole taxation without representation shit is what we were trying to get away from Britain. At least that's the way they used to teach it in school. Well, we're not getting fucking much representation now, are we? So why are we still paying taxes and why are we still dealing with this shit? This is the thing that so many people in my life don't understand. Right now in my life, I am not legally able to vote. But even if I was, I am not Democrat or Republican. I think both sides can fuck off, all right? But in terms of like aligning vaguely certain values, yeah, it just so happens that I do lean more on the liberal democratic side. But it doesn't mean that I'm a diehard Democrat or liberal. Like, again, to make the point very clear, both sides can go fuck themselves twice and then some. I go with where the facts go. I look up, not only do I read articles myself, I also listen to people that are more knowledgeable than me to hear their opinions. I listen to a little bit of news on both sides of the aisle. I really take in information before I choose a stance. It's not one of these things where it's just like, oh, well, that person believes that, so I guess I'll believe that too because I really like them. Now, at the end of the day, has that happened by proxy? Yes, it just so happens that there are people that I really like and they have a certain belief, and I have that belief too, after doing research. But I don't believe that thing because of them. And this idea that because you're a Republican, you have to be a loyal Republican, or because you're a Democrat, you have to be a loyal Democrat, is retarded. Just be a human. Be a human. You know, I'm not a believer anymore. Not that I ever was. But, like, I still very much believe in the idea of treat your neighbor the way you would want to be treated. Just treat people with respect and love. And if you wouldn't want somebody treating you a certain way, then why would you ever treat someone else that way? And I understand the idea of war is scary. The idea, like, even on a small scale, like, we don't want to get into fights with each other, the vast majority of us, but sometimes we have to. And it's in those moments that you realize the kind of person you really are. It makes or breaks you as a person. And we are at a moment in history where if we aren't careful as the American people, not only are we going to fall into another Great Depression type situation, which I would argue we're kind of in the beginnings of it already. It just looks a little different because of modernness. It doesn't look the same as back then, but I would argue we're kind of already there, but we're definitely going to get there if we're not careful. And you know what? To say something scary, I think that's what all of these, like, people think you're afraid of China. People think you're afraid of Russia. They're waiting. Right now, they are pariah. And they are waiting. Because they exactly see what our government is doing. You don't think they see? You don't think they're smart enough to know? They are waiting for us to fall. We're almost there. We are standing on one leg. And they are waiting for that last leg to follow. When it does, oh yeah, there's going to be, there will be World War III. There absolutely will be. I'm telling you. And the sad thing is, there doesn't have to be. All we have to do is come together as a community, as a society, to put our differences aside and be like, you know what? We might have different beliefs when it comes to religion. We might have different beliefs when it comes to gun control. We might have different beliefs when it comes to abortion and marriage equality. But in this, we agree with each other. Our government doesn't have the right to tell us our voice doesn't matter. It's not right for them to keep yoinking us by the dick constantly. It's like, it's time for us to take charge again. We've got to do that. Because look, I'm just going to be real for a second. Emotionally, I don't know how much more of this that I can take. I need my life to work out. And I'm not going to expect my friends and my family to always to be there to bail me out or to help me out because I can't help myself right now. You don't even want to know how much money my parents have forked out for me over the past 12 years. Not because I'm not willing to do it myself, but because I haven't been able to. I have put in thousands and thousands of job applications over and over to Walmart and Publix and local stores, to any place and every place, to Home Depot and Lowe's and like everywhere. Aldi's. I could name after name after name. And nobody wants me. Nobody wants to hire me. So what am I supposed to do? You know, it's like, and yeah, part of it is because I do have a record now and that makes things harder. But it shouldn't make it impossible. I know people that have far worse not reputations, but far worse sentencing than I do. And they've been able to find work fine. And yes, I know also a lot of those jobs are manual labor jobs, which because of my medical situation, I can't do. And you know, the other tricky thing is, I'm in such a sticky place in life where I'm not even able to get on disability because of certain things in my life. Like, I am screwed left and right, and I am at the mercy of the people around me. And so while not all of the issues and things that I'm bringing up are related to what I'm talking about in my personal life at all, a lot of it is. And I say that to say, I'm someone that's in a situation that understands what it's like to rely on the people around me. Because I don't have money. Anytime you hear me talk about going and seeing movies or buying a new skin in Fortnite or something or getting a new Funko Pop, it's not because I bought it. It's because somebody got it for me because they're nice and they love me. None of it is mine. None of this money is mine. I haven't had money in years. Years. And I'm tired. I'm tired of being in this position. Aren't you? Aren't you tired of seeing our country being in the place that it is? And look, I don't know what the specific answers are. I just know I want to see things get to a place where we love each other and we take care of each other, where they don't have these ridiculous laws on the homeless, where kids are taken care of instead of being thrown in the foster care system. You know, like, it shouldn't be legal for companies to buy out hundreds, thousands of single family homes where families can't buy them themselves and they have to go through this third party thing to, like, it's so fucking ridiculous. It's evil. And you have all of these houses that could be used for the homeless. You know? You know, I've told this story a long, long, long time ago, like, shortly after starting my podcast, I think. But I don't think I've said it since then. But I'm going to tell this story because this is something that has always stuck with me. And to this day, I still don't have an answer. And I probably never will. But this one night, I was headed to group therapy when I was still doing that. And very close to my home, just a handful of miles up from my my house, is a Walmart. And there's a light there, a particular light. And I was stopped at the light, and in the medium there was a boy. And he was asking for money. And, you know, I at first thought that he was, like, with a baseball team because, you know, there was some other kids and some adults over at the entrance of Walmart, you know, raising money for, like, their baseball team, I guess, or whatever. But they all had, like, their uniforms on, and not to be crass, but nicer signs, you know? But this kid was asking for money. And he didn't have a helmet or he didn't have anything. He just had this sign. And he was kind of dirty. He was in, like, this white t-shirt with, like, cargo pants. And he looked young. He looked like he couldn't have been older than 16. I guarantee you he's probably 14, 15, 16 years old. And obviously I didn't have any money to give him. If I did, I would have, but I didn't. And I don't know whether he really was, like, homeless or in a rough situation or not. But it put me in this place where I was thinking a lot, all the way to group. And I even couldn't get this kid off my head the whole time in group. You know? And I, it really bothered me thinking about, like, all of the different possibilities, you know? Like, I mean, odds are he probably was with the baseball team since they were all there. And that's what I'm kind of telling myself, you know? Maybe, you know, they just, you know, didn't have more of the nice signs. They just kind of, you know, made an, like a little extra cardboard one, you know, for him to hold or something, you know? But I don't know, you know? I'm pretty good at picking up things, you know? And it didn't seem like he was with the team. Again, I'm just putting that out there. I could be wrong. But it got me thinking about families and kids that are homeless, you know? And, you know, I was lucky enough in those days to have a really good therapist. And he did, at that time, he was doing group on two different nights. And even though I had my assigned group, I know if I had called and been like, hey, a situation came up, I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it, can't I come, you know, on this other night, I'm 99% sure he would have said, sure. Just because we had a really good rapport with each other, and I never did that. I think there maybe had been one time where I wasn't able to show up because I think I had a migraine or something. But I basically showed up every time, you know, to group. So, you know, I know he would have worked with me. But what I wanted to do, in my heart of hearts, I wanted to stop and ask this kid what's up, you know, and all that jazz. Because even though it probably would have been dangerous for me and not a good idea, if he needed help, if he needed a place to stay, I'm not going to say that I wouldn't have brought him home and tried to talk my parents into us helping him out, because it scared me seeing him out there possibly alone, you know? Because I've watched YouTube videos, you know, and this was before the pandemic and everything, so I wasn't really paying attention to TikTok in those days. And, you know, I just worry, you know? Yeah, I just, you know, I think about that. I think about kids and people in those situations, you know. Because I couldn't just turn a blind eye. But, you know, after group was over and I came back, you know, I told myself that if he was still there, that I would say something to him. But as I drove by coming back home, he wasn't there. And it was dark out. It was like, dark out and stuff. And so I'm sure he went back home or to another place or whatever, you know. At least that's what I'm hoping. But I've always wondered what happened to him. You know, it's just one of those things where sometimes you have certain moments happen where it kind of just wakes you up to you and yourself. And for some reason in that moment, I realized how selfish of a person I've been for a lot of my life. And I don't even necessarily mean that in the way that you think. Like, look, I'm definitely a stuff person. I like things. I like knickknacks and action figures and shit that collects dust, you know? Like, but I'm not selfish in the sense that I would ask for something that would hurt someone else. You know what I mean? Like, the only way I know how to describe it is, like, say that there's a plot of land. And I want that plot of land for X reason. It doesn't matter why. But there are people living on that land. And, you know, I wouldn't want to, like, buy that land if it meant that they didn't have a place. You know, I'm thinking like homeless people or people like in a rough situation. Like, I wouldn't want to be the person to disrupt that. You know, even though whoever bought it would legally have every right to do that, I couldn't do that. You know, I just wouldn't want to be that person. You know, even if it's like the perfect locale that I want to build a house or whatever I'm doing, I couldn't live with myself, you know, doing something like that. I'm not the kind of person to do something for myself at the cost of someone else, at least not on purpose, you know. I'm sure it's probably happened by proxy accidentally sometimes, you know, because it just, life is what it is, but I would never do that on purpose, ever, you know. And I wish I was in a place to help people, you know. I wish, you know, I mean, if I could snap my fingers and make it where there was no such thing as homelessness again, I would do that long before I snapped my fingers to wish for my family being in a better place, you know. And I don't know what that says about me, but it's just the truth. Because, yeah, as I've spoken earlier, I'm in a rough situation. You know, my family's in an okay situation, but there are definitely rough times, you know. But, you know, we're good. We're figuring it out, you know. But there are people that have it far worse than us, you know. Not only that, I think about all the kids that have to deal with childhood cancer. That's something that I would snap my fingers and make go away. If I could, I mean, no one should get cancer, but especially kids. You know, it breaks my heart, you know. There's a couple of, because of my journey with cancer, and I guess the creepy way phones are and microphones, and I'm sure things are listening somehow, but I don't know how, but while I was going through my situation with cancer and chemo and everything, a couple of kids that were going through stuff came up on my Instagram, and I've been following them since 2018, and I feel bad for one of these kids. Because the one kid seems to be in remission. One of them's a boy and one of them's a girl. The boy, he seems to be good. Let's hope it stays that way. But unfortunately for the girl, she has had her cancer come back over and over and over again. And it just breaks my heart. And I really would take that from her if I could. I really would. Yeah. Who are we? Who are we as people? Now can we just stand by? You know, and this is one of those moments where, to bring another movie reference, I do feel kind of like Frodo at the end of Two Towers, you know, when Sam is telling that story and Frodo just goes, oh, what is there worth fighting for? And Sam goes, that there's some good in this world. It's worth fighting for. And I do believe that there's good in this world. So, I want to believe that those of us that have a conscience, while none of us are perfect and we all have our own unique flaws, those of us that actually care about one another, I hope that we can put our differences aside, whether it's religious differences, or political, or any other differences. You know, my heart breaks on so many different things. You know, the more that I think about things, when I think about the Native American people, you know, that's one thing that if I focus on for too long, I get really depressed. And I'm not even saying that because I want anyone to say I'm sorry or oof or anything like that. It's just sad and big that what was done to those people were done. I could not live with all of that blood on my hands. I just couldn't. And I find, you know, this is the weird thing for me. I shouldn't say weird, but I guess this is the unique thing about me, is I find learning about other cultures so fun and fascinating, and seeing how different we are from each other, but also how similar, and how there's beauty in all of it, you know? Especially Native American culture. They're in such tune with Mother Nature and the things around. I love listening to Native American chants, their dances, and just the way that they love each other and the way that their culture is, you know. And I think about what's going on in Palestine, you know, to bring it all the way back around, you know. I just keep thinking I want to get the kids out of there. I would risk everything if I knew there's a way to get the kids out. Because I can't hear the toll go up anymore of kids that are lost in this. And I know I've said this in a podcast recently when I was talking about the war, but I'll end this here. But, you know, for me, it really does come back to the reason why I love kids so much is, and I love other people's kids so much, you know, and I just care about kids in general, because, I mean, I've always loved kids, but even more so the last handful of years is being in this place where I'm probably not ever going to have biological kids of my own. You know, so I will take that energy and love it on kids and give it to kids who need love, you know, I mean, I do want to try to go through surrogacy and egg donor and sperm donor, all three. That's what it's going to take. I'm probably going to do it once, probably going to go for twins and call it a day. Those are my kids. Because it's expensive. But that's wishful thinking, you know. If at the end of the day, if I die being a quote-unquote uncle to a bunch of kids, but never having any kids to call my own, I could be okay with that. As long as I make a difference in lives and make sure that there are kids that understand what this world is really about, and that love is always so much better than hate, and that understanding will get you so much farther than putting a wall up and not wanting to listen, that you can't ever go wrong with moving forward with your heart first. I mean, look, I'm not a Christian anymore, but I think about the way that I was raised in church. I mean, I think it's kind of hypocritical that so many Christians have the view of the world that they do. It's like, you do realize you're talking about you believing in a God that you believe sent his only son to die for you. But you can't give just a tiny bit of understanding and love to the people of Palestine and what they're going through right now. You can't see at all how Israel is in the wrong at all. Interesting. I think your God would be ashamed of you. Because I know I am.